Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. So happy to be here. So happy to see you all again and to enjoy your company online. We're going to have a fantastic group this evening. It's a fascinating jazz ensemble. It's a group of high schoolers and some college students, and they're performing beautifully. We're going to talk about this, and we're going to have them on, and we're going to enjoy their music as well. So it's going to be quite an evening. In any case, give us a moment, and we'll start reading a few notices here, and we'll get together with everybody and have everyone come on the air and enjoy this group. It's unbelievable what young people are doing now with music. It's fantastic. You wouldn't know that these were a bunch of youngsters. This group is beautifully positioned now. They've been playing all over the county and in different places, and we're going to bring them to you live. They're going to be here with us talking about their music, and we're going to play some of it for you in a few minutes. We can't wait. I can't wait. We're still loading that music. Taking a few seconds, there's so much of it. In the meanwhile, I'll tell you that their director is Mr. Leone. He's been with the group now for 5 years. And the music is very mature. It's got a great sound. I was looking, in fact, for something similar to the Eastman Jazz Ensemble, something of that caliber, and I came across this group. I was very impressed. In any case, that's tonight. And tomorrow night we have Jasmine, Fresh New Sound. July 30th we have Dr. Karen Earl, Medical Director of Pacific Medical Center. Teresa Guarnero, Diabetes Expert and Board Member of the American Association of Diabetes Educators. Greg Hoscheid and Damian Loth of Lifestyle Medical Group. And Carolyn Wangen of Lairs. It's going to be the Diabetes Roundtable, followed by a musician who writes tremendously lyrical, patriotic music, Warren Michaels. That'll be July 31st. And on August 5th, we'll have Will Price of Mountain View, California, join us. He's going to talk about widgets. The New York Times says that widgets are bling for your blog. And he's raised $14.5 million for WidgetBox since April 2006. So he's got lots to tell us. He's going to be joined by Ms. Pizzo, who's the Senior Director of Community Relations and Business Development over at WidgetBox. On August 6th, we're going to have a roundtable talking about East Meets West, the Santangelo Business Group from Pennsylvania. They're going to talk about bringing in goods from China and their new programs dealing with Latin America. Apparently, Chile is the first Latin American country that's ratified a free trade agreement, and they're going to take advantage of it and put it to work. That will be followed by Nature Love. Hal Robb is going to be talking to us from Nature Love about the $1,000 shampoo. For those of us that can afford it, no, not me, I'm saying those of you that can afford it. In any case, it's going to be followed by a financial counseling for the ultra-rich families among you. So that night's going to be basically reserved for the wealthy and the prosperous. And then we're going to have Raymond Rivas. Raymond Rivas manages ultra-wealth portfolios. He's going to be joined by his good friend, Louis Schiff, who's written 3 bestsellers: The Middle Class Millionaire, The Millionaire's Companion, and The Armchair Millionaire. Then on August 12th, we're going to have Manny Alfaro from the Hispanic Organization of Latin Actors. That's HOLA, H-O-L-A, from New York City. He's going to be talking about the fact that that organization is a nonprofit organization, and they're launching a fund drive, so maybe we can help them out with that. On August 13th, we're going to have Dr. Henry Stratman and his wife, Dr. Mary Ellen Stratman, and they are very serious about, they're both MDs, and they're very serious about cardiology and your sex life. So those of us who are in our middle years and even older, we're going to learn how to stay healthy and wealthy and wise, and as I put it, we're going to die with a smile on our face. On August 20th, we're going to have a panel discussion with the CEO of this wonderful company. They do this great backup software, Chronos. And if you own a company and you need protection on your server, you need to be talking, to listen to, you need to listen to that show so they can talk to you about security and you'll know what's what. Wonderful, wonderful presentation. In any case, let's go to some of this music. We're going to start having our guests come on board in the next few minutes, and here they are. Welcome to Syndicated News, Block Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Welcome. Would you all identify yourselves one at a time?
All right. You got Gene Leone Sr. here. I'm the director of the Varsity Co-ed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County.
And I'm Gene Jr.
Excellent. And who else is with us?
I'm Joe Maturko, and I am a pianist in the Varsity Co-ed Jazz Guild.
Excellent. And?
Amanda Belita, and I do vocals for the Varsity Jazz Guild.
Last but not least, you're the one who got my hair standing on end.
Oh, I think.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, yes, you did.
Thank you.
And we're going to see now if we're going to throw some of that lovely music on. I was, my funny Valentine is, it's one of my favorites, too. When I heard that, well, I thought this is the group. We got to find these kids. We got to find them. I love that. I love that piece.
I played piano on that, actually.
Pardon me?
I was the pianist on that.
Were you really? Because you come in so smoothly. I thought that was someone much older. You have a lot of style, you know, musical style for someone so young. How old are you?
I am 16.
You know, I wouldn't know that from that. That was amazing.
Seriously?
Honestly.
Wow.
In fact, I tell you.
Thank you so much.
That was something. We were impressed.
Thanks.
We were absolutely impressed.
Thank you.
It was beautifully done, beautifully executed, and I was very surprised that you were that smooth and that that prolific. I had no idea.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Ruthie, if I might add a couple of comments here.
Please do.
It's been a real pleasure, this road that I've been traveling on with these young musicians for the past 5 years.
And
it's just unbelievable to hear such young people performing such music and so maturely. And we have a pretty good following of people, and they're all just blown away listening to what these young people can do. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, we're going to take a second now and listen to that funny Valentine because it was so beautifully done. I want to share it with our audience. And here we go.
Behold the Valentine that ascend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not my dim but a friend the picture thou hast made. Thy great brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, true, so sincere, and slightly your witness.
my goodness, my hair is still standing on end. Oh, my gosh. Someone get me a drink, please. I don't drink.
You know,
that
Ruthie,
was marvelous. That was lovely. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Ruthie, I want to tell you that Amanda there, who's been performing with us for some time now, she is an absolute incredible vocalist, and she is the real deal. I mean, this young girl, she's destined for great things. As are many of our, other musicians. Performing with her on that was another boy on the trumpet, who is just graduated high school by the name of Dan Halpert, and he's got a style. I say he's very similar to Chet Baker, who is a friend of mine, and I knew pretty well. But Dan Halpert, as a matter of fact, his mother was named Alpert. So Alpert married Halpert, and she actually was related to Herb Alpert. You may remember him
with
Herb Alpert and
Feel Out
of Breath.
Yes, of course. Anyway, those in the audience, that was Amanda Bolito. She's the vocalist for this wonderful, wonderful group. This is just amazing that they would sing with this clarity. And let's have that name again. Why don't you, the director, give that group's name. It's such a long name. Why don't you give us that name again?
It's Amanda Bolito, and she's from Fairfield, Connecticut.
And the entire group, what the ensemble's name?
The entire group is named the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County.
Now you see why I didn't say it. It's the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County. It's very long.
Well, the idea is both students from high school and from college that participate in our group.
And we can't help it, but you've got Lullaby at Birdland?
That's another song.
High schoolers and college kids? Are you serious? Well, then we've got to hear it. We've just got to hear it. Here we go.
Birdland, that's what I always hear when you say, "Forever in my woodland, put them away to a tree, in a frame."
somebody take me back to my table. Oh, my word. That is lovely.
And
that
was
is
Joe.
Lovely.
That was Joe Maturko there on the keyboard. And Joe is an incredible, incredible keyboard player who also has perfect pitch. And it's amazing. We always talk about Joe, how he's able to memorize music. He's got one of these photographic memories where he can memorize by sound, memorize by sight. And, I mean, he looks at the sheet music once over, and there's Joe playing the song. It's just incredible. Amazing.
Thank you.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I mean, I see they have someone's got some classical training here somewhere. I mean, you can't be this proficient at music and not have some serious training behind you.
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead,
Joe. I have had some classical training, but I don't know. Like, jazz is where it's at for me, basically. I mean, I love jazz so much.
It's evident in your music. It's so evident.
Thanks.
It's beautiful. So tell me, where are you headed next?
I have no idea.
Leon Sr., why don't you tell us where what the schedule looks like? Because I know that I was looking at your schedule, and you're well booked.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let me say to you that we're happy now to have Amanda back. Amanda is not only a vocalist, but she's also an actress, and she's been away at an intense training camp in Natick, Massachusetts for the past 5 weeks, and she just returned back yesterday. So now that she's back, we can sort of put things back together and get back to our schedule, because we perform in a variety of numbers. I mean, the Jazz Guild is made up of 50 participating students, basically. And these are students that have been participating since the founding of our group, about 2004, actually. My son and another boy started this. And as a matter of fact, over these years that we've been doing this and actually performing in public, we've been able to refine our group of musicians, and so now we have the best of the best, and all of these kids who are, I call them kids, but they're young people, wonderful young people, all these students are fantastic and very well skilled. So our venues that have been hiring us, and we've been very sought after, has been kind of varied. We've been performing in many restaurants, you know, upscale, higher-end type of venues that have a budget to be able to afford us. But
that's important.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we play at golf courses.
Mm-hmm. Most important, give us your phone number and your website address.
Okay.
Let us have your phone number so that people will know if they need to book you. I mean, this is a quality sound. Why don't you give us that phone number?
Well, we're in Connecticut. We're actually, our base is Easton, Connecticut, which is in Fairfield County. We're about an hour outside of New York City. But my phone number is area code 203-257-0408. And we, as you can see on our website, we're at Reverb Nation. And if you type in Reverb Nation and then just type in Jazz Guild, that should take you right to our it's actually a new website. We just started it a short time ago, and you can check out our photos, all the shows that we've done. We perform a lot of live events, concert events, festivals, fundraisers, charities, retirements, graduation parties, you name it, we've done it. And as a matter of fact, I also want to say that we have some really great internationally world-known musicians that have been mentoring us and showcasing us.
Tell us who they are. That's very interesting. Tell us. We want to know. We want names. Name drop. Go ahead.
Well,
be shameless.
I'm name drop, and I'm going to say my first and favorite has to be a man by the name of Jonathan DuBose Jr.,
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan DuBose Jr. is probably the foremost gospel guitarist existing right now, and he is absolutely amazing. He is Harry Connick Jr.'s guitarist. And when he plays with all the greats, Chaka Khan, and I mean, you name it, he's played with him. He's recently played the NBA All-Star event main stage for the halftime. He and Wynton Marsalis were standing shoulder to shoulder up there performing during the halftime ceremony. He is the most beautiful, most talented person, and he's been guiding us along and mentoring us, doing workshops with us in any way he could possibly help us. He's been there for us, and he is our number one, Jonathan Dubose Jr. So
let me give that website again. It is www. Everyone get your pencils. It's classroom time again. Get your pencils. www.reverbnation.com, Jazz Guild. And let me spell that for you. www.reverbnation.com/JAZZGUILD. That's www.reverbnation.com/jazzguild. And give us that number again.
It's area code 203, Connecticut. 203-257-0408.
Unbelievable, the quality of these musicians at such an early age. And you, I realize now I got you on my show. When you go big and I call you again and I say, come on back to Blog Talk Radio, Syndicated News, I don't want to hear any nonsense. Ruthie who? Ruthie who?
you got it.
You guys are going to be back here, aren't you?
Oh, well, I hope so. We'll wait for your call.
Now we've got to try this first one because this is one of yours as well. So let's give a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that's www.reverbnation. I mean, this is one heck of a group. They are fantastic. Young people, full of life, vim and vinegar. And it's the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County. Are you ready? This is it. Thank you. Is that something? My word.
How do you like
fantastic.
That, huh?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I don't want to forget to mention that there were several other musicians that I think are definitely worth mentioning here.
Please
that
do.
Performed. Yeah, and I want to say that you know it's rare that you find such incredible talent at such a young age. I know I keep repeating that, but Darren Ziller on that flute, you know, I've heard a lot of flute players over my years, like over 50 years, and there are very few people I've heard that can do what he can do on a flute. Darren Ziller from Fairfield, Connecticut, he is absolutely incredible. And then also I want to mention Mr. Kevin Duffy, who is playing the sax on that tune. He's also from Fairfield. He's an incredible, well-skilled sax player, and you know the entertainment factor when he's out there is real high. I mean, people take notice of him. He's great. My son Gene, who was doing the guitar solos there on his SG Gibson, you know, he's been doing this since 2004. He's really the host and the founder of the Jazz Guild, and you know, he's a driving force for us and the inspiration that helps to bring all these new musicians to us. And you know, Billy and Delicato on that bass guitar, he's another one. Billy's in New Hampshire right now in a recording session. What a variety of skills he's got. He's really our music director, by the way, Billy and Delicato from Reading, Connecticut. But all these students that we have in our professional group now are absolutely amazing, and it's just a wonderful thing. This is a community service for me. I do this, you know, it's 100%, you know, non-profit. I donate my time, I donate my money, and the reward is to just sit back and listen to these young people play this mature music. I mean, it's incredible.
It's wonderful. This is Blog Talk Radio, Syndicated News, and tonight we have this wonderful, wonderful group. We are just blown over by the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County. And if you want to book them and you need them for your next wedding or bar mitzvah or a celebration or a presentation or something at a convention center, you can reach them and book them at 203-257-0408. That's 203-257-0408. And why doesn't everyone take a turn and just announce yourselves already? Give us your names again. Make sure you're still with us.
Well, I'm Gene Jr., and I play the guitar in the Jazz Guild, and I founded it back when I was about 14 years old.
Excellent. Next.
I'm Joe Maturko, and I play piano in the Varsity Co-Ed Jazz Guild, and I started, I'd say, about 8 years ago.
My word. And who's it? Go on. Next. Who's next?
Oh,
who's here with us?
Alito, and I'm a vocalist, and I began with them maybe about 4 or 5 months ago.
Amanda, Amanda, you are something else. Who's next?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah,
I think that's it. We had several others that we couldn't make the connection with tonight, and they asked that perhaps if we were able to do this again, they're going to line up to get on your talk show here. And
Good. We'll do it again next month, and we'll have them all on.
Yeah, I also want to say that your broadcast must be very effective because the phone's been ringing in. I'm getting calls ringing in that I'm not picking up, but I don't usually get calls at this hour, so your promotion must be working out there.
It certainly is. My audience is a laid-back audience. They've already had their successes in life. They've already made their accomplishments, and now they're just sitting around and waiting to see what's new, what's coming, and they like to look at investments and things of that nature. They're a very comfortable crowd. It's relaxed, and they like to vacation, but they love good music. That's their number one thing, good music. I can't tell you how many times they say, bring us a good group, bring us a quality group. And last but not least, you've got this piece called All Blues. All Blues?
Mm-hmm. It was actually a recording.
Tell us, go ahead.
That I and Lee and who plays bass, and Danny Lipsitz, who is a very, very talented background.
Wow. That is unbelievably sexy. That is so good. So good. And we want to thank people from the Anaphora label and A&E who came, and Decca who came to just listen in to a musician that unfortunately had a very serious situation in her family and she couldn't show up, and they got to listen to you instead. What a fortunate turn of events. How things turn out.
Rather mature for a bunch of high school kids, right?
I would say. I could see myself in the 40s, you know, with the 2-inch heels. with the stole.
Well, I want to say that the group of musicians you just heard on that All Blues tune were some of the original members of the Jazz Guild that started with my son back 5 years ago or so. And my son had mentioned one of the boys named Danny Lipsitz, and he is an absolute incredible musician. He plays the saxophone. He's destined for New York City. He'll be at NYU beginning this fall, and there was also Billy and Delicato playing the bass, and then my son Gene. And I want to tell you that it's just amazing what these kids can do.
Yes, and your son was telling us something right when during the intro when the song began, but it got rather, you know, it took off. So we invite you again to jump in here and tell us what you were going to say. Tell us now.
Will Ponturo, who I went to school with at Barlow, he was on the drums there, and it's actually funny because all the kids in that group, we all go to the same school. So I think that was just one day after jazz band practice.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we just went over to Danny's house and that.
Excellent. And does anyone want to tell us anything? I mean, what's coming up? Give us that schedule.
Go ahead, Joe.
We have a lot coming up. We're going to be doing some reggae music, for a jerk fest down in Bridgeport soon. Like, which should be really fun, like Bridgeport, Connecticut. And so we're going to learn some Bob Marley-style stuff.
Excellent. I know you'll pull it off. I have no doubt.
We're trying to gain a little versatility now. We're trying to, you know, change things around and keep things, interesting. And our roots are always going to be in jazz. But we're trying some new and creative different things. Just for the experience of it all. And so far, the things we've been working on have been being very well received. And I want to say to you that another event we did this spring, early spring, was for the Guitar Hero, which you may have heard of the Guitar Hero. It's a game that has caught on very popular last Christmas, and it's like becoming a revolution nationwide, this Guitar Hero thing. And we were asked to do a show for Guitar Hero, and the host for that show is Billy Joel, whom I'm sure everybody knows, his drummer by the name of Liberty DeVito. And so during their break, we were asked to play a couple numbers, and Liberty was standing there listening and watching us, and you know, I said to him, I said, Liberty, gee, I said, do you play jazz? You know, because he looked like he really wanted to jump in on it with us. And he said, no, man, I'm sorry, I don't do jazz. I said, ah, that's too bad. And during the next song, he went over to the drummer, our drummer, Andrew, and he said, come on, bud, get up. And he sat down, and he jammed with us, and he didn't want to stop. He just kept yelling, keep going, keep going. And the sponsors for that group were saying, hey, look, we got an agenda. We got to get this Guitar Hero thing going. You know, I'm saying, wow, I can't stop him. He's just playing. He doesn't want to stop. It was really something, and he had a great time. That was another interesting event we had. But we're going to be at the Drift Fest on August 23rd in Bridgeport, Black Rock. And we also do a variety of different types of groups, and we have a lounge music group that's going to be performing at Benino's Restaurant in Monroe on August 9th.
We have your entire lineup here. We're going to read it off to them. This is the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County. They've been kind enough to visit us here at Blog Talk Radio, Syndicated News. Again, if you need to book this group for your event, their number is 203-257-0408. Is that right?
That's correct.
203-257-0408. And their lineup looks very attractive. It looks very attractive. Let us know what else you're doing.
Well, we're going to be at Panino's on August 9th, and then we do regular gigs at venues. One venue in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is in the revitalized section, and it's a really cool, wonderful, retro design place named Two Boots. And those of you from New York City would be maybe familiar with Two Boots. I think there's 10 different restaurants around the area that are owned and named Two Boots, owned by the same person who's there in Bridgeport. And we do a regular event there. So we'll be there on our website. It shows what dates we'll be there. And we're also performing at Great River Golf Course, Milford, Connecticut. And that is an incredible high-end golf course. And, I mean, we got a lot of stuff coming up this summer. And as I say, we're available if you have any kind of event, party, private parties, retirements, anniversaries, graduate, anything you got. Give us a call, and you know, we'll work something out with a number of musicians that suit your event, and we'll be there for you. It's wonderful stuff.
Excellent. Give them that number again. 203. Go on.
Yeah, it's in Connecticut. We're in the Fairfield County area. The number is 203-257-0408. And I also want to add one more thing, if I may.
Yes, you have time. Go ahead.
The Jazz Guild is composed of students from Fairfield, New Haven County, and Westchester County, and we're always looking for talented, proficient vocalists or what have you. So anyone out there who is in the Fairfield County area or near Fairfield, Easton, Connecticut, feel free to give us a call if you want to perform with our group. I mean, we're very inclusive. We're not an exclusive organization, and as our members graduate high school and go off to college, it's kind of like a varsity sport. We need new members to come and fill in and take their place. So we're reaching out to you out there. We're looking for new people. So, you know, if you're good, come on and join us.
And I have to ask, are any of you headed towards Juilliard or the Eastman School of Music? Anyone?
Well, we have students.
Yeah,
we have students that are headed that direction. Some going to Berkeley and NYU and various schools. But yes, that's one school on the list, definitely.
Is the Eastman School of Music anywhere on there?
Eastman.
Eastman School of Music, University of Rochester.
Yeah. I don't believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone you mentioned in your lineup spends a lot of time here. Marsalis.
Right. That's true.
Right. That's
yeah.
right. So what
no.
else do you want to tell us? Let's give that number again, 203-257-0408 for anyone who needs to book this wonderful, wonderful group, the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Leone has been directing this group for 5 years now. It's a fascinating jazz ensemble, mature sound being performed. High school and college students, who would know? I never would have known that. This is fantastic. Wonderful, beautiful, mature music.
Thanks.
Does anyone else have anything to add?
I'd just like to thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we still have time. We're going to plug shamelessly. We're going to plug shamelessly. Yes, we are. Now, you said you were in acting school lately. What were you doing?
I just finished a 5-week program for the arts musical theater at Walnut Hill School in Natick, Massachusetts. And we put on plays and a couple of musicals and took classes and whatnot. So,
excellent.
Yeah,
well,
rehearsals. I just got back, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting back into the groove again. So.
Absolutely. Now, for the last minute, we're going to read up this lineup. Panino's, August 9th at 9 p.m., Panino's Restaurant in Monroe, Connecticut. August 13th, Two Boots in Bridgeport, Connecticut. That's at 7 p.m. August 23rd, the Jerk Festival at 12 noon, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Two Boots again, August 27th at 7 p.m., the Great River Golf Course, August 29th at 7, and Two Boots, September 17th, again at 7 p.m., Two Boots again on the 24th. Fantastic, 7 p.m. again, and then a Junior League Fairfield County on the 27th. You guys are busy, 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 and we're going to close this show playing one of those lovely numbers. We're going to let it fly here with Lullaby. We just can't help it, huh? We have to close with that lullaby. We say goodnight to everyone as we listen to the music.
Ruthie.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for visiting Syndicated News. That was a great show, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I see you're all still in the studio. so we can all say goodnight to each other. We've been serenaded this evening by the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County. A wonderful group. If you need to book them, that's 203-257-0408. That was the Varsity Coed Jazz Guild of Fairfield County. Thank you all for coming. You were wonderful guests. This was a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Thank you very much, Ruthie. We appreciate it.
And go listen to your broadcast. It'll be in its own segment online, and you'll see it, and you'll be able to download it and use it in the future if you need it. And when you make it big and you're sitting there on Broadway and I call you and I say, interview, I hope you say yes.
I told you, you got it. No problem with that. You're
okay, good night, everybody.
Thanks again.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Be well.
Great job.
Thank you.
Hello? 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 Hello?